Yeah.
Okay, he's on the line now.
Thank you, Mark. Hey, Robbie, how you doing today?
Yep, busy. What's going on? What do you got?
I appreciate you being a straight shooter, man. I won't take much of your time then.
Yeah, I've been talking to him for 20 minutes. I keep asking him every 5 minutes, cost, and I can't get an answer. So I need to get an answer before I can make a decision.
Okay, well, cost is definitely the main factor here. I guess I'll be very straight with you, brother.
I'm already paying UENI. I'm paying UENI, and I'm paying another little side marketing for my website, my social media site. So, I'm not getting any results. So that's why I'm talking to you.
Okay. Well, here's the bottom line. I'll give you the pricing. I wanted to give you the services that are included, but if you want me to give you the pricing, I mean, the pricing's, quite affordable, especially if you have your own website. You do have your own website, right?
Yeah, the problem is with UENI, I have a really awesome website. I've worked 6 months building it, get it like I wanted it, because I'm basically a wholesaler, very few wholesalers in DFW, and I wholesale and I install, and I do repairs, which none of the other companies will do that. But, so that's what my market is right now.
Okay. This, website that they created for you, is it yours? Are you paying for it?
Well, that's the problem. When I cancel them, I lose it. So the big question is, can you copy what I got and just reproduce it as is?
Well, in behalf of copyright laws, so, I mean, if anybody tells you they can copy what they have, it's a bunch of, they're just pulling your leg, man. Nobody can copy exactly what another company has. I mean, can we build a website for you? Absolutely. I mean, that's already included within our service.
But you could build it the same. You could take my pages and rebuild it, retweet.
Yeah, the pictures and the logo, as long as, you have access to it, that you can provide us with the pictures and, whatever logo you want us to use. Absolutely. We can definitely do that, brother. That's not a big deal.
Oh, Mario. Okay. Hey, what day? KD up. Any day? Okay. Hey, you got to pay in advance. My neighbor wants my wife to cut his grass.
I'm assuming your neighbor's name is Mario.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Oh, You said Mario, and I said what? That's my name, So I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. Where are you from?
I'm actually. Oh no. Well, I'm born here in the States. I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, but my parents are Mexican.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you ever been down to Mexico? What's that yellow jacket?
I have. I've been down there a few times. That's pretty nice, actually.
Yeah. You ever been to Mexico City?
No, never been to Mexico City. I've been to Monterrey,
I've been there 10 times, Zacatecas.
Yeah. But never been to Mexico City. I hear it's really nice up there, though.
A lot of beautiful women in San Luis Potosí. It must be the water. I don't know why.
San Luis Potosí, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. All the feos are in Monterrey. You say Monterrey, man, a lot of ugly women down there. Yeah. unless you're a mama's baby, you like your milk, man. They got the big Hooters in Monterey, man. Blow you away.
Oh,
depends
man.
On what you like. I got to see something. I got to be able to look at something, though. Forget the rest. My wife's Filipino, by the way. Hey, so what's going on? What am I looking at per month for your services?
Well, here's what you're looking at. I mean, to put you on Google's first page, to build a website for you, to get you on social media.
I don't know
how
am I going to stay on the first page when you got about 20 big major carpet wholesalers.
Right.
Wholesalers, they're retailers in town.
That's a good question. I'm glad you're asking the right question, brother. So I'll tell you how that works. I don't know if you know exactly how that works.
I don't even think I'd want to be first, because usually when I look for somebody, I always go down to two or three. Always figure the first couple of them will be too expensive.
When we say first page, we mean like you'll pop up on the first page. Doesn't mean that you're going to be the first or second one. You'll just be on the first page. Okay.
Yeah.
So the way that that works is that in order for there to be a position on the first page, somebody either, you know, stops paying the promotion, the company closes down. I mean, there's quite a bit of few reasons why positions on the first page open up. Google doesn't tell us why, but when they open up, our job is to get that filled in. And we have that assigned where Google calls and, you know, they advise us that there's a spot open. So once you get on
I'm probably on the first page right now. Have you looked at my website?
I'm looking at you right now. I'm looking at Ram Carpet and Home Services, and you're not on the first page, brother.
Try Ram Flooring. And
Well, if I type in your name.
Ram Carpet and Flooring. Yeah.
Yeah. If I type in your name, then you come up. But I typed in Carpet Wholesaler near Grand Prairie.
Uh-huh.
You say you're doing wholesale, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So if I type that
my
in,
website,
I'll tell you.
My website shows that, but I don't know. It may not be up in Google. It may not be posting in Google. It's wholesaler. It might just be Carpet.
Yeah. I mean, I show like Empire, obviously. They're one of the bigger ones. North Texas Flooring.
Yeah. Ram Flooring.
Ram Carpet and Flooring.
No Ram Carpet and Flooring.
No Ram.
My website is ramflooring.us.
Let me see here. Okay, ramflooring.us. I did pull that up. It has like a ram, you know, a little picture of a ram in a black circle, and then, okay. Then it explains what you do. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these pictures and the logo, as long as you have access to that domain, I mean, we can use some of the stuff here to build the website. We would put you on Google's first page.
Yeah, I paid for it. I should be able to use it. It's mine. I know I didn't create it, but I paid for it.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was involved in the creation of it also. I mean, it's been about four months getting it the way I want it. But anyway,
So what you're looking
I'm
at?
I'm there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I can find you on Google when I type in your name, Ram Carpet and Home Services, but you're not on the first page. And people have to type in your name. And let's be honest, Robbie, nobody goes on Google and types in Ram Carpet and Home Services. People go on Google and they're going to type in the services that they're looking for, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's carpet service, whether they need flooring, whatever it is that they need, they're going to type that in. And what we're going to make sure is that you pop under the keywords, Robbie, if that makes sense, right? So when somebody goes on Google,
Hold on. Hey, Lou, Mario said, go ahead, cut the grass. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, when they go on Google and they type in the keywords, you'll pop up. We'll build that website for you. We also work directly with Facebook because Facebook's associated with Google. Do you have Facebook?
Oh, the bug. Get that one out. Yeah. Yep.
You're on Facebook already, Robbie?
Yeah, should be, yeah.
All right, we'll promote your Facebook page that you have. Right, yeah, no worries. I'll look it up. I can find out. We'll promote that Facebook page that you have, and then we would also run ads on Facebook for you. And then the last platform that we would list you on is Apple, through Apple Maps, right, for anyone that has an iPhone. The pricing that we manage on a month-to-month basis without a contract, it's $2.99 a month, Robbie, and there's no contract. That's all you pay. It's a flat rate. It's $2.99 monthly, regardless of how many clients you get, how many calls, how many leads. You're not paying for anything separate. You only pay one flat rate. I'm sorry.
And if you create this website for me, do I own it? Can I keep it? Or are you going to do like you and I?
No. See, here's the difference between us. You know, when you work with Google services opposed to you and I. Is that
you know who they are?
They're a marketing firm, as far as I can see. I don't know them personally, right? Like I can't tell you. Oh yeah, I know who they are, because I don't, you know. But
yeah,
I was,
their last two reps are down in Columbia, but they even have a big building. I'm talking to them down there, you know, on Zoom. Zoom meetings?
Yeah.
They have a meeting once a month, but you can't talk to them but once a month. But it's down there in Colombia. These guys are anyway, but they're pretty, I guess they're international. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm looking it up, and I don't see them in the States. I am looking up UNENI's website and so forth. They're not a Google partner either.
Where are you at?
I'm in California. California.
Sorry to hear that, man. You heard about our Governor Abbott, right?
I have.
You know what? Last year, man, you know, Biden, dumb butt Biden, man. If you're a Democrat, man. I mean, you need to get somebody else on this song because that tells me you're a moron. You know, people want to kill babies and put transgenders in our women's sports and in these men in our women's lockers, man.
Well,
those are sick people, man.
I will tell you this much, man, that I am not a Democrat. Let's start there. And second off, you know.
You don't have that TDS? No TDS? Trump Terrain Syndrome. Lose your mind.
I'm looking to get out of Dodge. You know, I was thinking of Arizona. Buying a house out
DFW,
there.
DFW, man. Take a week's vacation, DFW, man. Why be in Arizona? Hot, dry. Come down to DFW, man. Take a week's vacation down here. You got all your major sports here and Twin Cities, lakes everywhere, mountains. Beautiful, man.
Well, I have a nephew that lives in Dallas, and he lives in the nice side, and it's really nice. I've been out there. But, I mean, I can't really get into that political stuff over the phone because the calls are being recorded.
Yeah.
But let's just say that I definitely agree with
Well, you got to defend yourself because I told you I was going to hang up on you and go somewhere else if you were a Democrat. So you got to say something, right?
Hey, well, you know what? If I was a true Democrat, I would have to tell you, hey, man, you know what? I guess you just have to hang up, right? But I'm not.
Yeah, hey, you could be a good liar too. You know what?
You're absolutely right. You know, but I don't think the $299 is worth anything, man. I'll tell you that much. You know, it's definitely not. But anyhow, so the website, because we do work under Google guidelines, Robbie. When we do build that website, we're obligated under Google guidelines to sell you that domain if you ever leave the company for $99. Yeah, you would pay $99 one time, and you will keep the rights to the domain.
Yeah, but
the website.
Is the domain the same thing as the website itself? You know
the
what
domain,
I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. So the domain gives you rights, you know, to have the name, to have everything on the website. What you don't have the right to is if we create content aside from what you provide, right? So if any company tells you, hey, you'll have complete rights to the domain and the content, that's what you're referring to, not the website, because the domain obviously is the website, right? But the content. So let's say that. Go ahead. I'm listening.
You got to have the gas and you got to have the vehicle. The vehicle is my web page. The gas is the domain, is the way I figure it. You know, I don't know much about this stuff. I'm 70 years old, man, but you know I got to have both to make it work. So,
well,
am I right or what?
No, as long as you have rights to the domain, brother, that's what you want to have, because the content, obviously, like the pictures and all that stuff, that's yours.
Yeah.
So that's already comes with that's the website. Does that make sense?
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm losing with you, E&I, you know. But anyway.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, we don't work that way, man. So you pay $299. We get you on the first page. We build that website for you. We'll use the logo that you have. We'll use the pictures that you have. We will put you on Facebook because we work with Facebook. So we'll promote the page that you have. We would run ads on Facebook for you. It's already included in our service. And then we would also run you through Apple. There's no contract here, Robbie. It's a month-to-month service. What do you mean?
What does that mean? I can leave anytime. And
that's
I'm not going to be stuck for
That's absolutely correct. So that's what it means when you have services with us, right? Where you have the right
Yeah, what's the name of your company, man?
Loco? Yeah, I'll send it over to you right now. And I'll send you a link so you can look referring to.
The bugs are out here. Yeah. Because I got to get off phone. I'll tell you where I'm at right now because I'm doing UENI, so I got to get all that stuff transferred to my new website. So I spent 4 months making that thing the way I wanted, creating it the way I wanted, even the logo. So anyway, I've got to get that all transferred over to somebody. I had a guy named Saab, S-A-A-B. He was a young guy. Like, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Yeah. And anyway, you know, it sounded like he was probably was from India. You know, I like dealing with USA, you know, Trump, made in USA. And anyway, still got his number, but I never called him. Talked to him 2 or 3 times, but what's going on? What happened? What happened? Show me. You want to watch TV? Okay. So anyway, I've got to, because I've been with UENI now over 6 months, and I've got one phone call that hasn't transferred into a sale. You know, and each month we keep doing this and we keep doing something else.
But here's my question,
anyway,
and I ask you this.
I'm going, but they're cheap, you know. My grandma says you get what you pay for. So, you know, that's part of the problem. They only charge me $100 a month.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, they kicked me into this new program last month, and this is my second month with it. And I'm paying an extra $75 for that, so I'm up to $175 a month right now. I've only got one phone call.
And here's the reality, Robbie. Even if they're just charging you $100, let's say you're not paying that extra $75, if you're not getting
any paying
work,
that extra $75.
If you're only paying $100, if you're not getting any work, then you're just literally, you know, throwing your money away. You know, again, I'm not saying that, you know, we're going to make you rich and, you know, you're going to have, 100 jobs pending every month, but we could definitely produce results being on Google's first page and, you know, being right listed up there with your competition. I don't know why you continue to pay a service that's not giving you what you're paying for. I guess that's the real, you know. Right. I mean, just like your grandma said, right? You get what you pay for, man. So, again, if you want to work with us, we can get you up there. We can get the ball rolling, get you on Google. You know, you'll work with the company in the States. You know, you're looking at $299 a month, and we can get that started, man. You let me know.
Well, that's the problem. I have to make sure I get all my pages that I've created on UENI first. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to cancel them, and everything goes black. So I got to get all that stuff started into another site before I do anything. Second thing I got to do is I hooked up with this month with a local radio station to see what they could do, because they have we're Christians, born again Christians, been that way for many years. And one of the main Christian channels here in town is 90.9 FM KCBI. So I started a daily promotion to them on the air, and that's costing me $600 a month. So this is my first month going into the second week. I haven't received anything yet, so I'm going to have to cut loose from them if I don't get any results from them. If you can, you know, if you get one sale, it pays for everything. If you get two sales, then you're into big bonus money. You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, what's keeping you today from jumping on Google, Robbie? If we have the spot open on the first page, I mean, I guess I'm just a little confused.
I gotta get my web page. I gotta get my web page done.
I know that, but I mean, in order for us to get you on that first page, I mean, it takes us a couple of weeks, right, to get everything assessed. It's not like, you know, we just gonna get you there tomorrow. So, you know, I mean, what you want to secure, if you're serious about it, is that position within the first page, right? Because that's what we're going to do.
What I'm telling you is, can you get my page that I have now and duplicate it?
You're saying like
you can go to my website.
Right, I know. I'm looking at
you. You can go to my website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want to duplicate that for myself. That's what I want. I like it. I spent 4 months creating that thing. Probably 5 months, but it's the way I like it. So can you duplicate that?
So now let me ask you: did you provide them with this content, or did this company make this content for you?
Well, it's a combination of both because I spent like hours giving them all the information, all the facts, all the data on everything. And then they did the information page on each one. You know, I got flooring, I got ceramic, I've got carpet, yada, yada, yada. I got repairs, water restoration.
Well, here's the reality of things, but I mean, we can definitely use, you know, some of the content as long as you have access to it that you provided. But, you know, looking at what they've done, I mean, it's not nothing bad, right? But if you take a look at the website that I send you, you can tell, you know, quite a bit of a difference. I mean, we have a specialized IT department that would definitely build something that's going to pinpoint every one of the things that you offer the public. You know, and again, what do you want? Is obviously a website that looks really good and very professional, and that customers know what exactly you offer and what you're proposing and what you can do. And that's something that our IT department can definitely do for you on the website. I mean, you know what? I'm not saying that the website that they did for you is bad. I'm just saying that if you look at what we can do, I mean, we can definitely use some of this stuff here, but we can definitely do something a little bit, you know, something that looks just a little bit more intriguing to the customer's eyes, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah. My main thing is I'm a wholesaler, and I'm very few wholesalers in town. Everybody else is retailers. So everybody, even the wealthy, want to save money. I just did two homes that were $1,600,000 homes. One of them sold the day they put it on the market. I did the flooring on one. Mm-hmm. But I found out even the they're wealthy people want to save money. And if they'll come to me to buy, you know, little old me in DFW, that tells me everybody wants to save money. So anyway, yeah, what did you send me? Did you send me through email or what?
No, I sent it to you via text message. I sent you a few texts, actually. Here, let me just make sure. If you look at your text messages, it shows that.
You got to send me something that I can read about our terms and conditions and blah, blah, blah. I got to know what I'm getting into before I start.
Well, there's no contract with us. It's a month-to-month service. There's no agreement that you have to sign. It's month-to-month, like I said. Based on that, that's what we are offering is, you know, to get you up there on Google. I did send over our website where you can also look on there. I sent over the sample of the website that we can do. Again, because there's no contract, I mean, what you can do is you can give it a shot for a couple of months, Robbie. And then based on the results, I mean, I think that obviously if we're producing, we can get you a few jobs a month. I think you're going to be a happy camper with Google and being on that first page, you know, but
if I get one job a month, I can pay, you know, to pay for you and I make money. If I get
that's not a big deal for Google.
Did you send me a contact so I can get back in touch with you? Because I don't have any more time today.
I'll take a look at it this evening,
and then we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, you have it on there on your text message. It says, "Hi, this is Mario with Local Splash. That's
okay.
The company name. Let's get you on top of Google," and it has my information.
And are you the 382-7754? Is that you? Is that your number?
Yeah, you can give us a call there, or you can call our 800 number, which I send via text. Either number will connect us over.
Yeah, you don't have a direct. I mean, it might be a.
Yeah, I did text you over my direct extension is right on there as well, 1128.
Okay. There are a lot of Marios in this world, you know. I got a neighbor named Mario, so I'm sure there's a few in your company.
No worries, brother. Actually, I'm the only one, but
I'll say the Mario that goes to Monterey every summer. You're the one I'm talking about. Hey, why are you going to Monterey when you can be at the Playa, man?
Right. Well, Robbie, if I have this spot open tomorrow, I will be more than happy to give it to you. I mean, I don't want to, you know, sit here and pull your leg and tell you that the positions don't get filled in. If it's not filled in by tomorrow, I'll be more than happy to shoot it over your way.
Yeah, no problem. And talk to your bosses, man. See if you can cut me a deal. I'm a senior citizen, man, and I.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a veteran by any chance?
Well, my dad was World War II, Vietnam, Korean, but I'm disabled. I'm a disabled person, senior citizen. So, see if you can get me a discount. That way we can.
All right, hold on. Let me ask. Give me a second. Let me ask here. It just take me like 30 seconds. Let me ask really quick here. All right, let's just send a message to one of our directors. I see that he just read it.
Do you have any kids, Mario?
I have two daughters. Yeah, I have two daughters.
Little or big?
18 and 14.
18 and 14. Oh, man. So you're up there. Now you got to start getting ready for a wedding.
Believe it or not, Robbie, I turned 41 today.
Yeah. Kiddo, man, you're a kid. Good for you. Hey, anyway, the reason I was asking because Easter is by, and we were telling Easter jokes all the time. And you know why the duck got kicked out of the Easter party?
I don't know why the duck got kicked out of the Easter party.
He was quack quack quacking all the eggs. And you know what you call an Easter? You know what you call an Easter bunny with fleas?
I don't.
You're in California. This should be easy for you. You're in California. Easter Bunny with Lee's Bugs Buddy. Hey, man, so what time can we talk tomorrow?
All right, so here, this is what I got back from Chris, who's one of our directors here. He says, if you want to lock in that position within the first page, I told him that you come from a family of vets because we do offer discounts to our vets.
My dad was World War II, Vietnam and Korean vet. Doing fine in assisted living in Colorado, and the damn Chinese got him with their COVID, man. Dirty dogs. People are good, but just the government is, ungodly, unholy, atheist, But got him, man. The Chinese got him after all that, man. Survived all that. So what were you going to say?
Yes.
Little brother, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's no joke. We're able to reduce that rate for you, Robbie, at $249 if you want to jump on with Google. We can do that today if you want me to separate that position.
I was hoping you would say $199. But
hold on. If I can get you to $199, would you do this today? I mean, I can ask. Hold on. Let me ask. You're really 70 years old, Robbie? You do not sound, you sound really young.
Hey, that's what happens when you marry a Filipino, man. I got divorced later in life and I said, hey, this is my last marriage. I got to make it count. So I married me a young Filipino. Went over there. It's beautiful, man. It's like Hawaii in the Philippines. They're more poor than Mexico, man. I mean, and the women over there, they all love seniors. They love older men. I go to a church and there's about 30 of us guys with Filipino wives with kids just having a blast, man. And you go over there, it's the same way because the average income over there is 200. It's a lot like Mexico. It's a little poorer than Mexico. It's 200 a month. So figure this, if you're a woman and you marry a guy and he's only going to make 200 a month the rest of your life, what kind of future do you have? So, I mean, my wife's got relatives all over the United States married to seniors and military guys and, they're happy as can be. They love them to death. And then when they die, they go on. But there's no divorce in the Philippines. So when they marry, it's a commitment for life. And I kid you not, they love you, man. I tell you what, I bought a last couple of weeks ago. I think it was Easter time. A black girl, and she was an ugly black girl, a big ugly black, but she's new at Whataburger. And I, you know, just for kindness, I said, hey, you want a strawberry shake? I'm getting my wife, you want a strawberry shake too? Really, really? Yeah, I'll buy you one. So she came over to the table and thanked me for the shake. And my wife was so jealous and so mad. Why are you doing mine or hers? I mean, that's cool, man.
Hey, Robbie, I don't mean to cut you off. What branch was your father in?
He was Air Force, man.
Air Force. Okay, sorry, I'm just answering.
Yeah, he was heavy equipment operator, man. He runs the dozers and graders, built the land, you know, airstrips and all that stuff. Retired from the military. He started running snow plows in Colorado for 17 years, man. He's a trooper.
All right. So here's the bottom line, brother. If we get this done right now, we'll go ahead and do the $199 for you, man.
So what am I getting for $199?
All right. So everything that I went over with you, right? So we're going to place you on Google's first page. We'll build a website for you. You know, if you want us to provide us content, you can do that. We'll be more than happy to use it. If not, our IT department, like I said, it's going to use, you're going to see that what they do for you, they're going to go over it with you prior to doing any publication. And I think that you're going to be pretty much, I mean, again, you'll have to see it, but I think you're going to like our website a lot more than what you currently have, man. And I say that with all due respect. The website will be included, Bing, which is the other platform, and then, of course, Apple, right, through Apple Maps is included for the $199. So, I mean, you're still getting
the
benefits.
I don't know what all that stuff means. I have no idea what all that means, but anyway, go ahead.
Apple means, it's Apple Maps. Nowadays, people that have an iPhone, I don't know if you have an iPhone, but people with an iPhone.
Android.
Yeah, well, people with an iPhone. Yeah, I have an iPhone myself. Everyone that has an iPhone, when you do a search on the internet, it directs you to something that's called Safari, which is like it's like something else like Google, right? But instead of using Google, it goes through Safari to do the search. So we would also list you through Safari, which is Apple. But primarily what you want is Google and then us building that website. I included it for you under that $199.
Okay.
All right. So I just need basic information from you. Robbie, what's your last name?
Streety.
Spell that, please.
Street with a Y on the end.
Okay. That's pretty easy. Okay. What's your email address?
robgs3@hotmail.com.
Well, I haven't seen Hotmail in a while. I'll tell you that. Normally everybody uses, Gmail nowadays.
Well, I just called my best phone with my best friend. He retired from American Airlines. He's a billionaire. He was a pilot. He's from Nebraska, man. Came from a ranch. I came off my uncle's dairy farm. But anyway, Jim Bundy, he still has his AOL. And I said, man, I wish I would have kept my AOL. Then that really marks you.
Really? Mind. I haven't heard of AOL even longer than I haven't heard Hotmail. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I lost mine. I should have kept it. But, you know, would have, could have, should have.
All right. Robbie, confirm your email because it's coming back up as invalid. So you said robjs3?
No, GS, like Girl Scouts 3.
Oh, G, I'm sorry. Okay, that's my mistake there. One second.
Are you close to the beach over there, man? You close to the ocean or you've been to mainland?
Our company is based out of Orange County, which is about 15 minutes from the coast here where we work at. But okay. I live in a town called Rancho Cucamonga. I'm not sure if you ever heard of it. It's a really nice side of town.
Sounds like Central America, man.
No, it's not Central America.
It sounds like you're down in Colombia or somewhere, man.
No. Actually, yes, here where we work at, we're just about 20 minutes from the coast. You know, but my home, I would say I'm about an hour away from the beach, personally.
Me and my wife spent one of our honeymoons over, our anniversaries, honeymoon anniversaries over in L.A. And,
what part of L.A.?
I don't know what part it was, man. We just went to the beach a couple of times, went to Universal Studios. It was 4th of July weekend, so that was a bad mistake. Everything was maxed out. We had to sleep in our car a couple of nights, but we just slept right off side of Malibu Beach, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's nice. That's pretty nice. But yeah, you said you were in Hollywood area and all that over there in Universal Studios.
Went to a 5-star hotel to a backseat of our car, but hey, everything was sold out. So, anyway, it was a blast.
Well, that's a good story there.
yeah,
Robbie,
we walked
into
the store. The store was called Boss. And said, sir, do you have your card? I said, no. Well, here, fill out this form. I said, ma'am, I'm from Texas. I don't need a Boss guitar. She said, well, sir, Albertsons and Tom Thumb, which are biggies here in Texas, they're part of our same franchise. I said, okay, give me that card. So now I got a Boss card. When I go in, they ask, I'll be a Tom Thumb or an Albertsons. Do you have your card? I'll give them that Boss card. We don't take this. Do you have a Tom Thumb? I said, just try it. Just try it. And they're shocked when it works. And nobody here has heard of Boss. I guess you have, though.
I have. Robbie, what days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you are open for business?
Days and times?
Yeah, days and times.
So
sure,
I call for phone calls?
For phone calls. Like, what days and what times are phone calls?
8 to 8, Monday through Saturday.
Okay, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Okay. And then here's an important question too, brother. How far outside of Grand Prairie are you willing to travel for new customers? Like what distance are you willing to go, or how far do you want your visibility to be?
I don't know, 30 miles at the max.
30 miles, okay. That sounds
there's a lot of suburbs. Sometimes I go out there and, you know, they don't have companies out there, all the businesses in town, so, you know, probably pick up more sales if you're willing to get a little further out. So 30 miles is good.
Okay.
How does that sound to you?
That sounds reasonable. That sounds, it's about a 40-minute, you know, so it sounds pretty reasonable. Google does anything from...
Hello? Are you there? Hello, hello?
From 5 miles. I'm right here, Robbie.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought I had lost you there for a second. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the website, like I said. Oh, no, I just need you for about 2 more minutes. So we'll build the website. Now, you'll get a call tomorrow, which is Tuesday. That's going to be from our IT guys, right? Those are the guys that are going to do the website, the content. I'm going to note everything, you know, that we discussed. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
I don't know. What is tomorrow? Tuesday?
Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I got to get going.
You can do Tuesday or Wednesday.
I got to see my cardiologist, so it's really important. I got to get off this phone in about 5 minutes or less. So what do you need? You got to get it quick.
Okay. What time Tuesday would you have available or Wednesday?
Anytime after. Tuesday's fine. Anytime after 9. I take the kids to school every day. So.
You have an 11 a.m. available. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. And then you do have access to that email you provided me, right? robgs3@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get the confirmation sent to you there right now. And then there's two different rates, Robbie, that the company allows you to satisfy the monthly $199 that we honored for you.
Yeah.
You can either do it with a, you can do it with a company card, or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
I use my debit card.
Okay. We work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, so it has to match exactly your name on the card. So what name does it exactly say? Is Robbie short for something?
I don't know. I got to look at it. I never pay attention.
Okay.
I'm surprised it doesn't have RAM carpet home. Yeah, it's got Robbie Streety on the top, and then underneath it says RAM Home Services. Will that work?
Give me 1 second. Yeah, that'll work. Let me just put that on there. RAM home services. And then Robbie is R-O-B-I, Streety.
No, B-B-I-E. R-O-B-B-I-E. Streety, S-T-R-E-E-T-Y.
Wait, I got that.
I just laid from AT&T called me and says, I had a lot of problem with the bill, so I got transferred. I finally get the supervisor 45 minutes later, and I don't know what was wrong. I don't know how she's a supervisor. She goes, can you spell your name, sir? I said, Street with a Y on the end. She says, can you spell that for me? I said, yes, ma'am, Street with a Y on the end. And she asked me the third time. And I said, well, ma'am, can I ask you a question? And she said, yes, sir. And I said, are you a blonde or what? And she hung up the phone.
I didn't mean to laugh, brother. That was just...
Hey, man, it hurt. It hurt because it took me about an hour to get her, so you'll learn to keep your mouth shut. Remember, they can hang up on you.
Oh, that's good. Robbie, so what is this, a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What type of card is this?
You know why blondes wear ponytails, don't you?
I don't know, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
If you want to know, I'll tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Taught high school, I tell the boys, hey, you can date a blonde, but don't marry one, man. Yeah, they wear a ponytail to cover up the bow stem, man.
Oh, man, you know what? That's actually a pretty good one. My spouse is a blonde from Ireland.
Oh, man. Oh, don't tell her that, man. You might have to eat hot dogs tonight.
All right, whenever you're ready, go ahead with that card number. I don't want to keep you on the line any more than you have to.
4259-0900-1865.
One second. I'm sorry. You didn't tell me it was a Visa. 4259-0900. Okay.
1865.
Okay.
1084. Yeah, I didn't tell you.
Okay.
You
expiration
didn't ask
you, date?
You mean? Don't put the blame on me. 229.
Okay.
What's going on,
and then
Dan,
the last
man?
Thing.
You want to put that shirt on? 439. Okay. Come here. Hold your hands up.
Okay. And then one last thing, brother. The billing address is the 833 Bryan Drive.
Yeah.
Okay. And one last question, and we're all set here. I do have to create a password for the account. You get to choose one of these. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
Berkshire, USSERY.
Usury, okay. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
USSERY. Which hand's in?
Yeah.
And then.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh. Missed that one. Move it over. No, do it again. No. No, stay here. You put your hand in. Put this one in. Okay. Over here. No, over here. Over there. There. Push it through. Okay. Now get this one in there. Okay. Now over your head. Boom. Bada bing, bada boom. Whoa, you got it. Here, go put this in the dirty clothes. In the bathroom. Thank you, Daniel. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Are you there?
Perfect. All right. So, yeah, I'm still here, brother. I just got to read our disclosure to you, and then we're all set here. I already got everything done here on my end. I'll make this really quick, about 30 seconds, because I know you got to go. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. Of course, the calls are monitored and recorded. Just want to make sure I do have everything correct. Can you please verify the name?
I'll tell you in advance, I'm not going to do like you, and I ain't waiting 6 months for my first call, man. If I don't start.
Nah, hey,
don't
and I'll tell you this, man.
Month two.
You don't.
I give you,
yeah,
a, I
you
give it a month
to.
Two, and then I'm out.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fair enough, man. I'm surprised you're still with those guys after 6 months. I'll tell you that
much.
Dumb.
Keep doing the same thing you're doing, and you don't have any changes. You know, Einstein says you're an idiot, so what can I say?
Can you please verify the name of the company, Robbie?
RAM Carpet and Flooring Services.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Robbie Streety, owner.
You are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of RAM Carpet and Flooring Services, correct?
Yes.
All right, and you're an authorized party on this credit card and billing account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. In order to get results as fast as possible, we ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
I say it again. I'll sit on the water dive.
No, I said we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary. Did you hear that portion, Robbie? Hello, Robbie, are you there? Hello? Hello? Robbie, can you hear me? Hello? Hello?